Case number 10987, Laura Myers, south of Road 331, Iron Branch Road, east of Second Street, being Lot 13 within Riverview Development, a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Laura K. Myers, 29527 Street.
Raise your right hand. You swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I should.
And good evening, ma'am.
Sorry. I'm a little nervous. I've never done this. I really just wasn't quite expecting it to be.
Well, you just take your time, ma'am. We'll try to work with you.
Okay. We're requesting a variance to the front, side, and rear of our property.
Okay.
Due to the uniqueness and shape of our property, our lot is approximately 122 feet by 60.
Okay.
So it's an extremely narrow lot. Also, our septic system is to the rear of our house, and our well is to the left side, on the north side of our property, so there's encroachments on other areas. The only place that I could do an addition is to the left side, which is the front and side variance that we're requesting.
Okay.
Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance? The upgraded improvement to the property is unable to complete it without a zoning variance. The original positioning of the house, which was built in the 1930s, does not allow for any addition to be built in any kind of conformity with the ordinance. The property lines were actually later established around the house. The home is less than 5 feet from the front property line, the current home, and the north side encompasses our well, like I said, and the septic is behind us to the east, so there's no place that we could actually put it where we wouldn't, like the whole house is actually sitting in the front variance, practically. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of our property? We are a family of five struggling to live in this tiny space. When I purchased the home, it's 650 square feet approximately, including our front porch. And we were planning on building on as soon as financially feasible. Our realtor assured us that the setbacks for the community were 10 feet on the side, front and back, and 5 on the side, which I later found was not the case when we went to do the addition, and then I applied for this variance. The difficulty has not been created in any way by us. Obviously, the house predates indoor plumbing, much less property lines. So it's definitely a unique little place. Will it, let's see, affect on its surroundings? The essential character of the neighborhood is very eclectic. Riverview is a mixed conglomeration of bungalows, trailers, modulars, and stick-built homes. Homes and additions vary in orientation with respect to the street as well as distance from the road. Our community has its roots in providing housing for low-income workers at the nearby factory, which is now Velasic Pickle. The original houses, including mine, were extremely tiny. The tiniest actually resembles like a shed. There are some that are only like 12 by 12 on other streets. Once again, let's see. So the only way we can really add on any space is if this variance is granted. Also with effects on the surroundings, oddly, the two homes next to us, the one directly across the street and the one to my left, which is the side that the variance is requested on, neither home face the street. One faces the woods and the other one is a trailer that was put in sideways, so it doesn't even have a front door or front windows or anything.
Mm.
In my opinion, any well-executed addition will be an improvement to the neighborhood. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? I cannot comprehend any way this would be a detriment to public welfare. I live the second to last house on the left side of a dead-end road. There's only one person beyond me. Cars don't even go back that far to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine in any way. This is the least modification. If we would put an addition on the back of our home, we'd have to move our septic. If we put an addition on the other side, we'd have to get a variance for our well. What else? I think that's pretty much it. In reference to the variance in the rear of the property, the shed is kind of an odd conglomeration as well. The shed was actually not fully on our property. I purchased my property 5 years ago from Rudy Drummond, who owned all five streets. The property behind us is still owned by him. Our shed was actually a conglomerate. It was three sheds that were moved onto the property, and like the back one was just kind of a lean-to. We tore the back one off so that the whole shed would actually be on our property. And we painted it and put window boxes and made it look all cute. But, like, I didn't know that there was an issue where we needed. So when I applied for the variance, he just added it on to be grandfathered in, hopefully.
Okay.
And I'm willing to answer any questions you may have of me.
All right, well, let's see. Are there questions from members of the board at this time? Mr. Mills?
No question. Just a comment that, for the record, the applicant has submitted a little more detail addressing the standards for granting the variance, and it's been very well done.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, I'm glad to see that you came here first before you built your addition.
Oh, of course.
That is very, very unusual sometimes.
That wouldn't have been a good move. It's
been good.
Okay. And I have no further questions. You did do a very good job with those standards.
Thank you so much.
Very well prepared.
I wasn't quite sure what I was doing, but I had help from my father, so.
Very well. Okay, hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Yes, sir, if you would come up front and be sworn in, you sure could, sir.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
I'm Ronald Myers, 29 Winoma Circle. It's a Rehoboth Beach address.
Can you raise your right hand? You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
As I say, I'm Ron Myers. I'm Laura's father, and that makes me the grandfather of her three children living in the home. I urge that you accept her variance request. I like it that she bought a cute home in that development. It's a kind of a cottage style, and her children are well integrated into the neighborhood. Her six-year-old has probably 12-year-old friends, and she's all over the place using walkie-talkies we gave her to stay in communication with her mother. There's only four streets, first through fourth in that development, but she's within 1,000 feet of the children's starting school when they go to kindergarten, and the father of children has done masonry work, so they're able to accomplish the foundation themselves. They have friends that do carpentry, and I think they found economical trusses for it. So I really do support her staying there and finding a place to have her kids have desks downstairs when they begin studying. Well,
storage.
The six-year-old is doing a lot of studying already and keeps telling us how well she's doing in school, but I do urge you to accept the variance request.
Thank you, sir. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Sir Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10987 for the following reasons. That a variance, it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because of the septic system that was in there in the well, which she has fully explained. A variance will not affect the essential character of the neighborhood. You won't affect the neighborhood at all. Variance will not impair the use or development of adjacent property. A variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare, and the request of variance is a minimum that can afford relief. And a variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation that you need to meet, which is the 10-foot.
Great.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
OK, Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricks, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 10,987. Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reason that was stated, you did a good job doing the standards.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Yes, for the reason stated.
Okay, and Mr. Mills?
Yes, as I had stated, it was well prepared, and I'm convinced she has met the standards.
Mr. Rickers?
Yes, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Calloway, again, for the reasons that had been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,987 is approved.
Thank you.
And Ms. Myers? Ms. Myers, yes. When you get the permit for your addition, add the shed onto that permit. We have a record of the shed being
okay
located on the property.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.